It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning and happy new year, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our New Year's Day morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Farm Futures Business Summit. I'll have this morning's stories coming up. Listen, learn, profit. That's the theme for the upcoming Farm Futures Business Summit. It'll be the 24th and 25th at Iowa City, Iowa, where you will have the opportunity to producers to learn from the industry's top farm management and marketing authorities and to learn from other farmers and ranchers from all over the country who'll be attending. There's a lot of networking that goes on here, and in addition to that, there will be farmer panels sharing insight, too. Don't miss this high-powered two-day conference packed with inspiration and ideas you can take home. Again, it's January 24th and 25th. It'll be at Iowa City, Iowa. You can get all of the information at farmfuturessummit.com. In this information season, this is one winter meeting you don't want to miss. Again, the website is farmfuturessummit.com. Well, the jackpot of the first Mega Millions drawing of this new year was already big. It jumped to $425 million yesterday. At this point, this is the eighth largest in Mega Millions history. The cash option, in case you want to start calculating, would be about $254 million. The drawing will be at 10 Central tonight. From This Week in Agribusiness, since the passage and signing of the new Farm Bill last month, there's been this buzz on the Internet about industrial hemp, and proponents are urging farmers to look at the hemp possibilities. One expert tells me the potential use as a wild bird food is one to consider. It's been largely overlooked, he says. The wild bird food industry is a $4 billion business across the nation. This expert in Minnesota points out hemp was formerly one of the most popular wild bird foods from the 1880s up to the 1940s. We have a bunch of new laws in the heartland states as we start the new year. Hunting enthusiasts in Illinois will have a new wardrobe choice. In addition to bright orange, hunters can now wear bright pink to meet safety requirements during the gun deer seasons. Ohio has decided that cursive isn't obsolete. A new law there will require students to write legibly in cursive by the end of fifth grade. The handwriting instructional materials have to be part of the school curriculum by the 1st of July this year. And in Tennessee, there's now a new law prohibiting local jurisdictions and law enforcement from adopting sanctuary immigration policies. So officials may be forced now to work with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement in Tennessee. A Nebraska man has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for stealing copper wire in western Iowa, and police found him through a GPS tracking device. For 39-year-old Brian Cave, this sentence in Iowa will be served concurrent with what he's already serving in Nebraska. Now, often the thieves of copper hit utility lines or substations or storage yards, but prosecutors say this copper was stolen from the big Union Pacific rail yard at Council Bluffs. After the first theft back in May, a tracking device was put inside another spool of copper wire in that rail yard. And when it was stolen, too, authorities were led right to the man's home in Omaha. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Farm Futures Business Summit, coming up later on this month. FarmFuturesSummit.com. I'm Max Armstrong. Happy New Year, and have a good day.